You are listening to Christian Radio.
Christian Radio.
It's time now to gather around for the Expounder Ministries radio Bible teaching program, Walking in Simplicity, with your host, Brother Stephen Milhorn. Brother Stephen, an ordained minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, welcomes you to a time of prayer and ministry of the Word. At the close of today's program, an address will be given to contact Brother Stephen. And now, let's seek the Lord for a taste of that wonderful manna that can only come from God's Holy Scriptures.
Hallelujah to God Almighty in the highest, and peace from God, love from God, mighty salvation. For God alone is holy. He is true. He is just. He is merciful, and He is good. Heavenly Father, we declare that we love You today. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus. We thank You for the Holy Spirit of God who indwells us. Hallelujah to God forevermore. Welcome, my beloved brothers and sisters, to the Walking in Simplicity program. This is your host, Brother Stephen Milhorn. And today I would like to continue on with our tour through the book of 1 John. Last week we were finishing up on chapter 1, so I'm going to play the rest of that part so you won't miss any of it, and then continue on with today's message of chapter 2 of 1 John. Let us go to now the end of part 1 from last time, already in progress, followed by chapter 2. Colossians 1 verse 20 and onward, speaking of Jesus, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. But again, verse 23, there is a condition on it. There is a condition attached to it. It says, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. So my beloved, we were sinners, we were aliens from the covenants of God, but now through His shed blood, we are made righteous. But it says here, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled. 1 John verse 7 says, but if ye walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us. These are conditions. You must abide in the covenant. You must confess and repent to Him your sins, continuing in your faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away of the hope of the gospel, which is the remission of sins by the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So never say that you have no sin, for if you say you do not sin, the truth is not in you. Now your sealed spirit by the Holy Spirit, your spirit doesn't sin before God, but your soul and flesh realm surely does. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, my beloved, Colossians 1 verse 10 and onward, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Skipping down to verse 13, speaking of the Father, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Verse 14, in whom, meaning Jesus, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So yes, my beloved, if we confess our sins with a true heart, a repentive heart, that we will not do this again, even though we have a sin nature, have true repentance, and he is faithful and just to forgive us, to cleanse us, to wash us clean by his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And lastly, my beloved, verse 10 of 1 John chapter 1, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. How can we know this? Romans 3:23, which all of you know, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So let's just face it to ourselves, my beloved. We're born in sin. We commit sin. But God has given us a remedy, a help, a savior. His blood washes away our sins. We stay humble, repentive in him. We confess to him our faults and our sins. We turn from them. We pledge and try our best not to do it again. And according to his divine mercy, we stay in faith. We believe he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. For if he did not do this, no one would make it to heaven. Now, my beloved, as we go into chapter 2, the chapter is too long to read without us losing our concentration. So let us take it a few verses at a time. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. So my beloved, verse 1 proclaims that if we sin before God, that we have a helper, we have a counselor, we have an advocate with the Father, the Son of God, Jesus, who is righteous, who is the only mediator between God and man. His blood was shed on the cross for our punishment, for our substitute, for our propitiation. Having faith in him and his finished work, not only for our sins, but for all the sins of the world, meaning it's not limited atonement. It is atonement for all men. So in this first part of 1 John chapter 2, we need Jesus to intercede for us, to pray for us, to absolve us of our sins. So to provide a scripture for this, my beloved, we go to Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Even so as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Many being understood as all the population of the world, of all mankind. Now verse 3 of 1 John 2 says, and hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments, which is conditional. My beloved brothers and sisters, basic Christianity will tell you, you are not saved or born again through the merit of your own works, but by faith in him and his finished work. But the Bible clearly says over and over again, we are to obey him. We are to follow him. We are to do what he says. We are to keep his New Testament commandments. Verse 4 says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him truly is the love of God perfected. Now in the Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 21, Jesus said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Also in the Gospel of John chapter 16 verse 27, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. So this is all tied together, my beloved. If you love God, you will keep his commandments, keep his word, follow him, obey him, do those things that he says. So he came to save us. He came to ransom us. He came to shed his blood for us, to absolve us of our sins. And we are to love him and obey, following his commandments. So continuing on in our tour of 1 John chapter 2, let us read verse 7 and 8. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. So what is that old commandment, my beloved? The old commandment implied here, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind, body, soul, strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. The old commandment from the Old Testament was about love. So he's saying again for the New Testament, I write a new commandment, which thing is true in him and in you, which is to love God and your neighbor. Now this last part of verse 8, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth, before the coming of Jesus Christ on the earth, men were in darkness, men that were not of Yisrael, having stories and legends and myths, but the true light has come to the world, he manifested himself, and even though the world lies in darkness, the truth has come upon the earth, and men have been eyewitnesses of it, and have spread his message. Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth, let us go to the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 6 and onward. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, meaning John the Baptist, but was sent to bear witness of that light, meaning Jesus, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. O my beloved, Jesus said, if he be lifted up from the earth, he shall draw all men unto himself. So the true light has come, the darkness is past, men need to choose Jesus from their hearts. So verses 7 and 8, my beloved, we glean. The old and the new commandment is to love. Love God and your neighbor. And to realize that the darkness is past. The Son of God has come to the earth to save sinners, which includes you and I, my beloved. Now let us go on to verses 9 through 11. 1 John chapter 2. He that saith, he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness, even until now. He that loveth his brother, abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother, is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Hatred, my beloved, is a poison to the soul. You should never hate anyone based solely on race, religion, gender, looks. We should not behave ourselves with hatred, my beloved. The Christian man or woman is to love, and even to pray for our enemies. So if we believe ourselves to be in the light, we should not hate our brother. Matthew 5 verse 21 and onward. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. So my beloved, let us walk in the light, love, truth, honesty, justice, not hating anything or anyone without a cause. For God himself, he does hate sin. There are certain things that God hates, but we are not to have the bitterness of hate, nor hate without a cause.
Thank you, my beloved brothers and sisters, for joining me today in the broadcast. If you would like more information about the ministry, you may go to www.expounderministries.com. The time is short, my beloved. Come back to God before it is too late. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.